This podcast was brought to you by Enigma Productions.
Abraham Gals. Abraham Gals.
Grandpa's here again. Sophie's trying to hide from you and act like she wasn't in the car. How is your plane ride in?
Pretty good.
That's good. It's such a quick flight.
I had a small little Asian gal sitting next to me. That would have been under 100 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
She hit my ribs three times. Oh, I was asleep, you know.
But why was she doing that? Was she sleeping?
After the second time,
and hit you?
I go, hey, you know, and she goes, oh, I'm sorry. I'm used to having my arms out wide. I go, whatever.
Yeah, like,
I mean, you
keep
know.
Keep your hands to yourself,
like
lady,
Sophia,
and your elbows.
She's Sophia's side. It's like, man, you know, you can put two of you in the middle. You know?
Yeah.
I slept a little bit.
Her arms out wide. What a freak. Okay.
Yeah, Amy was busy last night. She was at Henrique's. Remember Robert?
Yeah.
I called her, and she was at Henrique's, but then she called me again.
Yeah, that's what we called.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So they're having a going-away party for Robert. Robert took another job. It's like the 12th person to leave that organization after Amy. Henrique's got a job. She's leaving next week.
Yeah.
No, they stopped all vacations.
Well, is it in like the government department, or is it?
No, they're going anywhere just to get away from it, because.
But within the company, they're still working there.
No, it's within your team.
Yeah, so it's still in the company, just like away from that department.
There was two people that left to go to St. Edward's. Amy's old director, or assistant director, old director, they're in a hot seat. The vice president came down and asked, why is all these people leaving?
Because
we
don't like
it here. Well, because they basically...
They don't know how to manage.
They didn't know what the business
was.
Renee should, because she oversaw it for 5 years, but she never came on the other side. She was always a post-award, not pre-award, like contracts. And,
yeah, people just didn't know what
Renee,
they were doing.
She just grinned me, you know, and I just grinned her back.
No, who cares at this point?
Well, Amy and I,
Richard.
Amy may have a suit because they...
I feel like I leave here.
But Amy's doing good. She's going to start a new job Monday.
Did they shut this down? Oh, my God.
She started her home care job.
Oh,
day.
Great.
She has that job.
Post-retirement work is the best.
I mean, it's an extra $500 a month.
Yeah, that's cool.
A couple hours a week. It's like
I mean, I think everyone needs something to keep themselves busy.
Well, we need to make money. I mean, Amy's 55. I need to make money. I'm a little bit off my savings. I mean, I make money, but I haven't made enough.
Make money, money, make money, money. Make it.
The shelter job.
Yeah, that's fun.
Make $20 to $25 an hour. I should be able to make at least $200 to $500 a week.
That's cool. That's some extra chunks of change.
So you go and, you know, basically take pictures of all the house, give the homeowner a recommendation, clean up, you know, you pop out and, garbage disposal tab in there, you clean the drain, you check for all the water pressures in the house.
Yeah, I mean, when they expand, you definitely need to contact Grandpa Jerry, because they do appraisals. That would fit right into their lives.
Well, the insurance company that owns this company, I mean, that's the big way that insurance companies want to do preventive actions to save money. But this also gives the insurance companies pictures of the inside they make. We take pictures of everything. We do ask them if they have a privacy party, you have a privacy issue. Because you know, I'm still taking
okay,
notes.
Cool, yeah. I got it all. I got that all. I'm just saying, when they go to Kansas City and Missouri, you need to hand that referral over to them. The company, when it grows to the area. Like, did you already even, like, you could
yeah,
have...
Yeah, they're not going there, but I'm trying to refer
they're
to
not who? Going, they're not... Oh, who lives there?
Sunny?
No. You already know who lives there. So that's who we're talking about.
Grandpa Jerry?
Yeah. I said they just already do appraisals. So if there's a company similar to them that does something like that, that goes within their work already.
Yeah, the two differences is that Jerry's license.
I know. We're not saying we're trying to join them. They're two different things that they can both work. No, do you understand?
Yes, and I give referrals.
Okay, great.
And when I give referrals, I get spiffs. It's like right now I've got my contract.
But you said they're not going to the Midwest.
They're going there after they get all the major cities. And the Kansas City and Missouri, what do you call it?
Yeah, okay.
So Kansas is large, but they're not in the top 10.
Okay, great.
But that's a good idea, you know.
I got to pop on over here, okay? So what's the company, whatever the company is, can you just send it to me?
Shelter.
Yeah, and then I'm going to actually search one in the Midwest for them so that they could actually be busy doing that for the companies that are already there. I think that's great.
Yeah, so
make money, money, make money, money. I'm on team make money for everybody.
They're two biggest markets for millennials.
Cool. All right, so today I pack for Cabo, and Sophia is putting away all of her new clothes that she got. We have tons of laundry from earlier in the week, so I'm washing laundry. I also have to do a lot of stuff on my computer and get stuff done. Luckily, hopefully, I got my finals done and everything goes well. Thank God. I have a birthday dinner tonight, so I'm going to just stay with my friends who I'm leaving with today. So that way, because I leave early morning, 7:30 a.m. I don't want to wake you guys up early because Sophia can sleep in. Sophia did her class and all of her castings yesterday. Main thing is just clothing, organization. Sophia does her school. You guys do whatever. I'm leaving the car, obviously, with you guys, the keys, everything. So keep it chill.
There's an airplane.
Yeah.
I gotta go. I've got one place I can walk to. I've gotta go for one of my investor buddies.
Yeah.
It's one of the stores. And then that's it. I mean, I brought my laptop because I plan to do some work tonight.
Great.
And we'll do school, 2 hours? 3 hours?
Sophia already is doing it. She's doing it. She knows what to do. Yeah, she hasn't started it yet, but 2 hours and 30 minutes. And she needs to do that even on, Saturday, Sunday. Nope. 2 hours and 30 minutes of the day is dedicated every day.
Are you done bossing?
No, I'm not bossing anyone. It's for your brain.
Look at
that, honey. Sparklets. Water.com.
We've got the farmer's market thing. I think Sunday, but it'll be fun.
Farmer's market will be fun.
We may go walking down. There's theaters all over the place. We'll do something. Today's warm. It's warm all the way to Sunday. 80 degrees in the ocean.
Yeah. I mean, there's plenty all around. Plenty all around.
And this is my birthday party. Or this is my birthday.
This is a birthday. Oh, my gosh.
I can have fun. And guess what I got you? They're not crazy ones. I was going to get you these 10 times 40, which means those are the military grade. You can see, 3 miles away, but it's here. But these are 10 by 30s or 10 by 36s, and they're small. That was a big thing, because they're so huge. I wanted to get something that's small for the face. And then I got Boo and Cupcake a bag of those treats that I got.
Oh my God. Boo and Cupcake have been sad since you and Amy left.
Boy, I tell you what, old Prince was smelling the hell out of us when we got
them. Yeah.
Oh, where are they at? I smell them, but I can't see them.
Yeah.
So Amy's got that party over. Enrique's tonight. We're going to leave her up. Prince at the house, particularly. He's got your two cousins.
Well, that'll be fun.
Yeah, and then we had the other night. Jesus' house.
Mm-hmm.
Pat's half brother came down. His daughter came down. I think he might have rapper. They're from Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And boy, did we get into. Pat and I was a team. We were playing shuffleboard.
His ritual shuffleboard.
We played for 4 hours, man. We had the is crazy. That
I don't know how you played shuffleboard for that many years, that long. It's like, what happened?
It's fun. Then Susie's dad, Steve, he was just killing it.
Yeah.
He was playing with Clark.
I don't even understand the rules.
Well, look them up, man.
Shuffle.
Save 4 minutes via I-10 East.
Okay.
And then, let's see, what else did we do? The days went by fast. Yesterday, I was planning to go
there. The days have shot by.
I was planning to do that two-hour session, but I was with those shelter people for 6 hours. They paid me for 3 hours.
Well, that's nice.
And the orientations, they don't pay you, but...
So can you do some of the shelter work even here?
No, I'm not.
It's a major city.
Yeah. Yeah,
no, just, like when you're in Los Angeles.
No, just my city. They because they try to get it because there's you have two.
I would do it wherever you are.
But each, you gotta understand that the customer pays for the subscription.
Oh yeah.
They get two of these a year, one every 6 months, and they like to match you up so it's the same person. And then if I go and I, you know, I'm getting paid. And if I get a good rating, I get an extra $5 per inspection. Because they're all about customer service.
I'm all about customer service myself. All right.
I was watching these dispatch jobs. Here, I'm not going to go drive your car around here and deliver yourself.
Yeah.
But the animals are good. Chickens don't give us no eggs. So I think
the chickens aren't giving eggs.
She takes chickens all the time.
What's her name? Cindy, where I bought them from?
No, this is
she has peacocks as well.
This is a blue ranch up there. She gets older chickens and she puts them, you know, finds homes on farms that are the farms where they don't want the eggs, but they want the chickens to eat all the bugs. You know, because they'll go in and
eat all the bugs, chickens.
Eat all the bugs, you know, around the horses and the cows and everything.
Yeah. Well, why don't you just keep the chickens for the backyard for Starburst?
No.
So they eat all the...
Because I'm trying to put...
They can eat all the bugs in the backyard.
I don't have the bugs out there. I'm getting other chickens. Jesus, I got just about to hit you.
I know. I mean, I'm driving. Why everybody's being talky-talky back there.
I don't want to let them run around because I'm putting that artificial grass out.
Sophia, but talking back, let's stop, okay? And maybe I should rephrase that. The unneeded voice noises that come out of your mouth are not needed. Okay?
Reverse card for you.
No, I don't want to.
If it's fun, fighting fun.
No.
And while she's driving, don't do it.
Yeah, Sophia, you are told to practice fixing how you communicate, and you need to fix your communication style. No, I have. You have not, Sophia. So, if you need to go to kid therapy and you need to learn better communication skills, I will sign you up for some therapy. Okay? I'm not forcing anyone to go to therapy. If you want to act like that and you don't know how to maybe reposition how you're communicating, then you are. It's like a skill, and a lot of people don't get the skills of best communication. And if you want to teach yourself the wrong things, I'm not okay with you teaching yourself the wrong communication styles.
Well, it's just, she's doing it, just being natural. It's just guidance. So, listen to your mom. It's important.
Do you understand, Sophia?
Mama's not getting
it. Little mute, little tart. Oh, that little sweet tart's mute.
Where's the sensor?
Oh, yeah, that's cute. We did do a lot of bucket list things last year, but now we need to, like, do other bucket list things this year. Bucket listers. Sophia's knocking off the bucket list for her birthday. We booked Hawaii last night. Honolulu! She's going to stay at the Disney Resort. Grandpa, what are you saying to Sophia?
I'm telling her to be respectful.
No, she's heard it from her mom.
Yeah, but that's
she
fine.
Knows.
Let the grandparent thing work out. It's free.
It's free.
Oh, it's important.
Oh, gosh.
It's like...
I'm not taking whatever is free.
It's like when you, you asked her to do it, so she should do it, too. So no matter what okay. you do, you should do it in style and always smile. That is what separated me from got me the best jobs, the best opportunities, and always got me first place. People look out and they see a group, they gotta pick a few, like 10 people out of 40. They gotta pick the ones with the smile and the ones that are minding their parents.
Sophia did get her call back. Sophia's doing amazing. She had a breakthrough in her acting class yesterday. I'm so proud of Sophia. And also, Sophia is supposed to read IMDb for her favorite movies each day. Just kind of look at IMDb Pro, find out her favorite movies on like Nickelodeon, Disney. And her characters, kind of learn more about them. And then also, in the Entertainment Weeklies or like the variety magazines that I have at the house, she needs to read one story or pick something in it and like learn some stuff from it.
That's good.
Because her teacher wants her to understand and know and be up to date with the entertainment business as well. As going over and connecting. She needs to know the who, what, why is her character connected. So it makes sense. So she has it memorized, gut feelings, and she can just react. And she's going big and over the top with her script because it's two camera. So she can allow herself to go big and have fun with it. And she loves movies in it. She's connected to the movie theater.
You know, I had a friend.
There's a lot going on in acting scripted development land.
When your mom,
go, Soph, go!
Your mom was about 13, I guess.
My mom or whose mom?
Let me tell her the story.
Me?
Just here.
I'm confused.
No, just listen. So when your mom was about 13 or so.
Are you talking about me?
Yes, I just said your mom was about 13 years old or so.
To Sophia.
So I'm sorry if I speak low. I know I have a communication.
Soph, I'm going to just. Oh, and Sophia needs to wear. Sophia needs to wear her teeth. For her top teeth.
I forgot to bring my teeth in wipers.
Yeah. Put your teeth in.
So let me tell this story with an interruption, everybody. So I worked when I left AT&T Lucent in 2000. Did you do that to me?
No.
I tell you what.
You messed up. You better
be quiet. I won't put an end to that. That's rude. Stop it.
Okay.
Now listen to the story and don't be rude. So your mom and I, and Amy, we want you to have a good future, so you have to listen. That's not...
Okay, Soph's ready to listen now. Little Bambi
okay,
over there.
So, I left AT&T, and I was... my first job, I was putting this communication company together. Mm-hmm. And the guy that hired me was Steve Hanke. He went to our church, or whatever. I probably not remember.
Mm-hmm.
But their daughter wanted to be in entertainment, and they were in Nebraska, of all places, you know, where we live, and in the Council Bluffs area. And not a place to get casting calls or anything. It's out there in Dimbo Land somewhere.
Okay.
So what happened was, you know, his mom was flying.
I was out there in Dimbo Land.
And they, he left his job. He owned, he was an owner of a company. He left his job and they booted up, sold their house, and they came to Southern California, LA. And I know she never made it, but. You know, you guys are here. Your mama, and you, first of all, you guys had the opportunity to be in all these other play things, wonderful gifts,
mm-hmm.
even though we kind of had our challenges, but they were opportunities and they were blessings.
Mm-hmm.
Just like your mom, you know, your mom's going out, your mom's a go-getter, she's a risk-taker, and you're benefiting from it also, because guess what? You wouldn't have all these casting calls. You know, you may not want to do it when you grow up, but right now, take advantage of this opportunity because you guys live here.
Well, Rose, her teacher, was like, this is bettering the future Sophia, and we really need to, you know, we need to connect future Sophia and Sophia now. And Sophia really did the best read. Sophia totally gets what she's going to improve upon this week. So, I mean, I'm so excited for Sophia. And Rose was just saying, like, maybe these other classes and other teachers were teaching her wrong. So now she can just understand why it connects to her, her feelings, so she can then focus on delivering what the casting and people need to see from Sophia so she can get those roles.
Yeah, and the thing is, like your mom was saying, we're going to do, we're going to study that character. That way, when you go into that role or you're doing a second cast or a third casting, you know what that character is already done. So you can put your own spin and you're going to be comfortable.
Yeah. Sophia did a really, really good job. And we're excited for next week.
Casting calls are just like building a building. You know, you got to have casting calls because it gets you experience and you're building the foundation for a
big career. Oh my God. Yeah, and yesterday, okay, so we had three. And the first one we went to, yeah. the agent, yeah, the agent forgot to tell us. Uh-oh. That's a lot of dirt. There was a Pampers Ninja Jammas.
And they were letting kids wear the Pampers.
No, they had to wear the Pampers on camera. And so Sophie and I sat there contemplating. We don't want to do this. We don't want
to
do this.
Yeah.
Isn't that too bad?
Sophia didn't have to wear the Pampers on her booty. I was going to take a picture anyways.
No.
I was like, oh my God, this is so crazy. And I told her about the story of like me wearing pull-ups for like ever. And I was like, Sophia, it's so funny that we're here. And luckily she was like over the weight that they wanted.
Locked out.
Sophia was like, I don't want to do this. I want to leave. And then she ended up getting away with it.
Because I didn't want to wear.
But we got to see a Pampers commercial, like, get made. It was funny.
Can I share a crazy story with you?
Sure.
I did a casting call in Austin for senior Pampers.
Yeah.
I obviously didn't get the job because my Buddha wasn't on the billboard. But I had to, they go, well, you got to try these on. You don't have to come out. Just try them on in case you know. And I think they were just trying to liquidate the film. And the guy that they picked, he was a big boy. I mean, he had like big weight.
Yeah.
So I guess they want to make him look like a little paper baby or something. But he spoke quite well.
Nice.
Talk about midday leak problems. Now I had trouble talking about midday leak problems.
Yeah.
But the thing I'm trying to tell you is take advantage of this. Have fun. Even if you don't get the casting.
Thank you for subscribing to Abraham Gals for all new episodes each week. Check out more Farah and Sophia at Instagram at Farah Abraham or Sophia L. Abraham, and always on our YouTube for new videos and our websites, SophiaLAbraham.com and FarahAbraham.com. See you next time.